Hey everybody, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and today I'm introducing the penultimate edition of our special podcast series from our friends at Ingram Micro Canada, discussing Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon. In today's edition, our usual crew of Kirk Sinclair from Microsoft and Devlin from Intel are joined by Aaron Rothfuss and Lou Brunetto of Lenovo to discuss how Lenovo supports its partners on the server side of the business. The quartet discuss Lenovo's Reseller Option Kit, or ROC, and what that means to channel partners. They talk about the ease of ordering, the power of the current generation of Xeon processors, and they get advice to help partners configure and validate their data center solutions. They discuss the best-kept secret of the Intel stack, Optane, and address the promos and programs that Lenovo, Intel, Microsoft, and Ingram all bring to the table, including great opportunities for partner double-dipping. So please give a listen to this podcast from the Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon series.
And off we go. Thank you very much for joining. So we are here with Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon. Hopefully you found us on serverexplained.com. My name is Kirk Sinclair. I'm a partner sales exec with Microsoft on the OEM team. We call ourselves DPSS now. And I'm joined by Aaron and Lewis from Lenovo. And my partner in crime, Devlin from Intel, is here today. So we're going to jump in pretty quickly and talk to the Lenovo team about the value that Lenovo brings to the channel, especially through our distribution partner, Ingram Micro. A little bit around server, what we can expect to see, and then we'll hear a little bit more about tips and tools available to you, the channel partners from Lenovo. So let's maybe kick off. Aaron and I have been working together for a little bit, so it's great to have you on here, Aaron. We haven't seen each other in probably 2 years, pandemic certainly not helping. But you've always been a big advocate of Windows Server on the ROC side, and Lenovo is actually one of the largest partners selling ROC in the Canadian market. So first off, thanks for that. And we see just a bounty of programs coming into the channel. So maybe what I want to start off is, what do you think is a big value for our channel partners specific to Lenovo ROC, and what do you think they need to get out of it or they need to be aware of?
Yeah, thank you, Kirk. And it's great to virtually see you again, too bad we're not sitting in the same room or sharing a dinner or a drink. But yeah, absolutely. I believe that the ROC product is the best offering for any customer or any partner that's deploying Lenovo servers. And I really think that that's because of three things. Number one, it's the ease of ordering, right? So Lenovo can pre-configure the solution for you. So that means it drops off at your customer's site already configured with Windows Server 2019 installed. The second thing is that we also have a tuned image. So when you get the image, if you decide to do the install yourself, we've tested it. We've added our drivers, not the out-of-the-box Windows drivers, but tuned Lenovo drivers to that image, saving you countless hours during the install. And then last, they are stocked and they are very cost-effective, right? We work really closely with Microsoft worldwide to ensure that we have best of class pricing and best of class availability on these products.
I love that. So cheaper is always a better answer. And if you're a seller, that makes it easier for you, right? Like typically, you know, we see a lot of folks immediately go to price. So we know that the ROC is cheaper, but the support piece and the reduced amount of headaches. I think the other one that I would call out is Lenovo supports the operating system on this in the first 90 days. And I love that. So if you are standing up the server, you need support. You don't have to decide between, am I going to talk to the software manufacturer? Am I going to talk to the hardware? Lenovo steps up and owns it within the installation. And then the other piece is, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron, but if you get a support agreement around that and you've got that pre-install or that ROC license on, what happens to your support for the life of that device or the life of that agreement?
Yeah, so we do offer enterprise support contracts for software, and they're very valuable, right? Because typically when you get support from another source, it's an hourly type of support. You would sign up for a certain amount of hours. Once those have eclipsed or you've used them, you'd purchase more. With Lenovo's enterprise support offering, it's an unlimited amount of support over a 3, 4, or 5 year contract that you've purchased with Lenovo. And that goes from anything to, you know, installing a VM, something really simple, or fixing a firmware driver issue. All the way through, we have an applications support, which could help them with applications such as SQL or Exchange or things of that matter. So again, like you mentioned, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to diagnose a problem and getting a ping pong, right? Going to the hardware vendor and getting them saying it's a software vendor, and going to the software vendor and saying it's the hardware vendor. This eliminates all of that. The other great benefit to our ESS support is that it's all done here in North America. So you are calling a team that's located in North America. You're getting level one through level three support from that team. And there's over 100 years of experience on that team put together. So they're very versed in many of the challenges that customers face around Windows Server and fixing the problems there.
I love that. Is that technical team based out of Raleigh?
They are. They are based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Correct.
That's cool, because we actually had a bit of a love-in for your technical resource before we even started recording. I know Devlin and I have been there a couple times, and you, the reseller partners, if you get a chance to go down and visit and do a tech tour with Lenovo, it's truly, truly inspiring. Just the level of detail, you know, the fact that you guys go through the engineering and all the quality control there is it's inspiring, I would say. I'm going to throw it over to Devlin and see if he's got anything he wants to, you know, ask Lewis.
Yeah, I mean, so there's been a lot of changes in the server platform, and we're going to talk about hybrid some other point in time, but the hardware itself continues to evolve. I'm just curious, what is Lenovo delivering in terms of third gen Xeon, and what sort of performance benefits and how are you seeing that being utilized in your client base?
Devlin, thanks for the question. So with our third gen platform, that's something that's starting to release, and we're getting ship support on it probably as we're talking right now, right? Mm-hmm. So our next gen products are coming out. You'll see that in our line of Think systems coming out. But what I like the most about our partnership with Intel is we make it easy for partners to configure our solution select configurations. So Lenovo has preset configurations through our DCSC tool that will help our partners really configure everything and validate those solutions. And a lot of what we see here now are performance benefits when our partners are moving into the Optane persistent memory. So we appreciate our partners going that route, and we're making it easy for them to configure their solutions to get there.
Can you expand a little bit about Optane? Because I think Optane is still one of our, you know, the best kept secrets at Intel and with the channel, because it really does transform the performance of a system. So maybe you can expand a little bit on it.
Optane is one of those things where you almost have to see it to believe it, right? It's going to take your common workloads, your common configurations, and remarkably improve performance across the board. So from things like SQL databases and other applications, Optane memory can take those common workloads and really, you know, expand kind of what they're doing and their reach.
Yeah, it's a fundamentally different architecture, and you know, it's not to be confused with traditional NAND or even DRAM. It is based on 3D XPoint. It's an architecture that we put into development. Took us almost 10 years to bring to market. Doesn't use any transistors to map data in and out of it. And you're right, the performance in an optimized system is just sparkling. I mean, it and price point wise, you can use it as cash for very low price point and put that in front of even legacy storage devices and really breathe new life into old applications. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing in your deployments in the market?
We're actually seeing Optane kind of find a home or find a niche really down more in the S and the M of SMB. So a lot of people have this, I think, pre-nomenclature that it might be for a high-end system.
For enterprise, yeah.
But we're finding a lot of value, you know, downstream to more of those common high-volume workloads that we see, and a lot of benefits. So a lot of our partners are kind of even upgrading existing systems, right, or deploying Optane on new systems to those things that they typically do every day.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So when we bring a silicon partner in and we've got a software partner, you always feel like they could talk about two different streams, right? But the truth is this innovation around the, you know, non-volatile RAM and bringing that back in. Like, we have technology now in our latest versions of Windows Server, especially the data center edition. We started introducing Storage Space Direct in 2016. right? And you know, in 2019, we've evolved that practice. So a lot of that is actually taking advantage of a lot of the technological advantages that you know, that a new Silicon partner, new technology like this brings. So I'm really excited about that. Aaron, can I throw a kind of a curveball at you?
Sure.
Software do's and don'ts. What do you run into in channel that you kind of want to wave people off of? What do you typically see that's kind of a little bit of a no-no for our software partners, so they understand kind of where they should stay away from, and what's your advice for them to kind of stay on the straight and narrow?
Yeah, you know, from a software perspective, there's a couple things I see, actually, that I see as missteps, if you will, right? The first thing is right license. You know, I get a lot of customers that come to me that believe that don't understand the architecture that they're running. They believe old licenses might still work in their new environment. They don't understand necessarily the licensing rights around SQL. So, you know, applications are a little bit trickier. And a lot of times, they might not find the support they need in their existing channels, so they take risks, unnecessary risks. Here at Lenovo, we have specialists that understand all the Microsoft licensing. So we are a hardware company, yes, but we're also a solutions company, and we work with our partners very closely, as you mentioned, with our center of excellence and things like that, to make sure that the solutions that we produce and that we can also support those solutions, that we can also bring the full scope of what's needed to deploy that to market. So that's the first thing, is come to us with all of your needs. Let us help you from A to Z. The second thing, and I think this is really important right now with the end of the year coming up, Open Business will be going end of life or end of license in the end of the year, so January 1st of 2022. And what I've noticed over the years is that people tend to get into a cycle of, I've bought it before, I'm going to buy it again, right? It's easy, I know the SKUs, I kind of understand how it works, I can manage it, straight and simple. But with Open Business going away, this is an opportunity for you to look at other forms of licensing. And again, we recommend OEM, of course, with the benefits we talked about earlier in the video. But I also think that with that, you'll get to experience everything Lenovo has to offer when you come to talk to us about that solution, like I said. So both of those things, I think, are really licensing challenges that I see in the channel every day, or licensing missteps that Lenovo can help correct.
I love that. Yeah, and the other common one I run into is, and this is incredibly basic, but counting your virtual machines. You have a solution where it's like a standard edition, you got two VMs. How many folks are just using two VMs and let's say five CALs? There is no server implementation that just has two VMs on you know, the hardware that we have now with only five, you know, clients. Truth is there's a lot more virtualization going in there. So, you know, you kind of get to that napkin math, if you will, where you start counting your virtual machines and that data center license, instead of having to buy a standard license every time you need two additional VMs, that data center really future-proofs you. Plus it unlocks all that technology that we mentioned around, you know, really fast IOPS available from your storage and partner. That's another one I would say, count your VMs, and there's absolutely a tipping point where you can sell into the Cadillac edition of Windows Server. And the other one, you know, you mentioned Open, but the other license that you run into is OEM System Builder. So that's another part of my portfolio, and I love it, working with my white box partners. But does OEM have a place on a Lenovo server? What's your feeling on that?
Yeah, you know, so our license is an OEM license, right? So it is a very similar licensing type to the Channel Builder license. I would recommend you go with Lenovo. Again, we talked about some of the benefits. We talked about this, especially like you mentioned, right? So as Lou spoke about, you're seeing Optane come more into the SMB space in the M. With that, with the additional performance, we're also seeing the VMs, like you mentioned, Kirk, come into that same space, right? Where typically in an S or maybe even an M, you'd see two VMs or you'd see no VMs, right? You'd see it installed directly on the iron. Now you're seeing two, four, six VMs. People are understanding that when they split that workload, it brings a lot of resiliency to the solution. So with that, there is some learning curve, right? There is some understanding of how to install those VMs, how to size those VMs, things of that nature. And with our OEM license, you're going to get that support from Lenovo. You can call our support line. We will walk you through the installation of those VMs and get you going. So a great value add that you're not going to get from that Channel Builder license.
I love that one. And the other one is too, obviously you have channel incentives for partners. where potentially they're looking at their own rebates or tiers, and Lewis is going to kind of go through that at the end of the call here. But licensing is a really simple way to increase your Lenovo book of business, making sure that you're getting proper licensing on not just the server, whether you're upselling to data center, but also looking at your CALS.
Absolutely.
Right? Again, real simple way, just increase your Lenovo revenue, because that should be a focus area for you coming up for the reasons that you mentioned.
Absolutely. Lenovo revenue and margin in a lot of cases as well for these guys. Is that
I love that. Yeah, and this is, I mean, your rock kit, just to expand on that a little bit, because you're going to build your server through distribution and sort the components potentially, that's a differentiated offer than I think you will see in a pre-configured, you know, one single SKU that comes from another manufacturer can be stopped relatively easily versus you have the ability to infuse a lot of the reseller's own margin and value and services in there so they can land that. Even if they're going to leverage your services agreement to make their lives so much easier, they still have the opportunity to provide a differentiated sale. So I'm really excited about that as the offering.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So, Lewis, just quickly, as you look at the SMB marketplace and the VAR channel, where are you seeing the highest concentration of server deployments today? You know, from sort of a good, better, best layout.
Great question. So really what we're seeing is our high volume racks and towers are moving the best. So when I say high volume racks and towers, I mean our Think system, our SR630, our SR650s, and on the tower side, our ST250. The SR630 is a great SMB box. It's not overkill, but it gives you just enough you need to be powerful. So you're not buying a chassis with ports and components that you're never going to utilize. We've stripped it down to make a pure SMB box that's going to help you hit the price points that you need.
And sort of what other programs and campaigns do you have available for the SMB market to sort of accelerate deployment in market and make a smaller reseller competitive with some of the larger guys out there?
Yeah, so our team at Ingram's got many different promos available to them across our portfolio, covering our Microsoft ROC products and our high volume Intel products too. We also have a partner program, our Lenovo Infrastructure Group Partner Program, which is a metal-based program, rewards our partners for selling and engaging with us. Our team at Ingram can really help our partner community understand that and understand how to really leverage those back-end rebates and the incremental discounts that we have to really make you profitable while selling Lenovo systems. If you're interested in learning more, please reach out to our team at Ingram Micro at isg.servers@ingrammicro.com.
Thanks, Lewis. And I'll put in a shameless plug here for the Intel Partner Alliance program. As an Intel Partner Alliance member, you will also accrue points for all your Lenovo servers that you ship through Ingram as well. And you can redeem those for other Lenovo products with Intel inside. So, reach out to your Intel team at Ingram for more details about becoming an IPA member. So,
and Devlin, that's a great great reminder there for the community. All these programs you can double dip on, right? So you're going to get points through the Intel program. You're going to get points through our program. There's back-end rebates. There's leap spiffs. So we've got this all overlapping and focused on the core of our portfolio.
Yeah, I mean, my program in and of itself is not like Lamborghini money. It's not going to fundamentally change your life. But to your point, if you start stacking them with what Lenovo brings to the table and what with Microsoft brings to the table, in those competitive bid situations, it really does give you an opportunity to level that playing field. Just be smart about it and work with your Ingram team. They understand these programs and how they are interconnected.
Great.
Love that. So if you ever need any of the resources, we'll also have these the resources mentioned posted on serverexplained.com. A wrap on Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon with our friends at Lenovo. So, gentlemen, thanks a lot for joining today. Really, really appreciate the conversation, and I hope you stay safe.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Kirk.